Attention!
Avery barked. Ponder gave 1st Platoon a chance to straighten up, and 2nd Platoon time to come to a gasping stop. Then he asked in a loud but friendly voice,
You men enjoy your stroll?
Sir, yes, sir,
the recruits answered with varied enthusiasm. Ponder turned to Byrne.
They don't sound too sure, Staff Sergeant.
No, they don't,
Byrne snarled.
Maybe 10 clicks wasn't long enough for them to make up their minds?
I'd be happy to run them again, Captain.
Well, let me make sure.
Ponder put his fist on his hip and shouted,
I say again, did you all enjoy your stroll?
All 72 recruits shouted at once,
Sir, yes, sir!
Do it again tomorrow?
Sir, yes, sir!
Now I definitely heard that. At ease.
As the recruits got back to aching, Ponder waved Avery over.
How was their pace?
Not bad, considering their load.
What's the plan for this afternoon?
Thought I might take them out to the range.
Ponder nodded his head approvingly. About time we let them punch a few targets. But you'll need to hand them off to Byrne. We've got a date.
Sir?
Solstice celebration. Utgard, governor of this fine planet, extended an invitation to me and one of my staff sergeants. The captain jutted his chin toward Byrne, currently unleashing a string of expletives at a terrified recruit who had just made the mistake of losing his breakfast directly on the staff sergeant's boots.
It's a formal affair. Ladies in long dresses, that sort of thing.
Ponder smiled at Avery.
I have a feeling you'll be a better fit.
Roger that.
The last thing Avery wanted to do was field questions about the insurrection from a bunch of boozy politicians, but as he watched Byrne order the recruit to start doing push-ups directly over his vomit-covered boots, he had to admit the captain was probably right. And besides, there were questions Avery wanted to ask Ponder. First and foremost, why he and Byrne had been transferred to Harvest. Since the night of their fight in the barracks, the two staff sergeants hadn't exactly been on speaking terms, so Avery had gotten no information from Byrne. During the ride to Utgard, he hoped the captain could explain why the UNSC had seen fit to transfer 2 Trebuchet team leaders, take them off the front line of the insurrection. Avery had a strong suspicion that he wasn't going to like Ponder's answer.
Party starts at 06:30, the captain turned back to his quarters. Clean yourself up, meet me at the motor pool ASAP.
Avery snapped a hasty salute, then strode back to his recruits.
Forsell, Wick, Anderson, Jenkins,
he boomed, reading their names from his comm pad, 4 sets of shoulders set a little straighter.
Says here none of you have ever handled a weapon, is that correct?
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
The recruits' replies were halting, embarrassed. Some of the older militiamen, constables who were used to carrying small-caliber sidearms for their work, snickered at the recruit's inexperience.
Won't be so funny when they're standing behind you in a firefight,
Avery growled. The constable's laughter quickly died. Avery motioned for Jenkins and the others to gather around.
The captain and I have an appointment in town, so Staff Sergeant Byrne's gonna get you all snapped in.
The recruits looked blankly at one another, confused by Avery's shorthand.
He's gonna teach you how to shoot, Avery clarified. Try not to shoot each other.